views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. So let's say that you want to change the culture. Let's say you want to change a culture from a God-knowing, a God-fearing, to a God-hating, God-denying, to a culture where there's no fear of God, to an Antichrist society. How do you do that? What is the method? What is the best way to change culture? This culture has been the target of Luciferians from its very beginning. Why? Because it was founded on principles of morality, knowledge of God. The religious believers, Christians from Europe, wanted to be free from religious persecution and from the corrupt societies of Europe. So they came over on ships, and with them, Luciferians also were on board the Mayflower. The best way is through education. John Dewey, the father of modern education, he wanted to, and he stated, I think it was about 1917, that what you do, he wanted to eliminate prayer out of the schools. Has it happened? He wanted to eliminate the knowledge of God, thought of God, out of the schools, the Bible, so that we would have no teaching of the history that is presented in the Bible concerning ancient religions, ancient societies, not just Greece, not just Israel, but Greece, Egypt. Well, here's what he stated. Here's what Dewey stated. I believe that education is the fundamental method of social progress and reform. What does he mean, social progress? From a society that believes in the God of the Bible, that has a moral compass to a great degree. Social progress and reform. You reform the culture from God-fearing to Antichrist in their thinking. What happened in Russia starting in the early 1900s, 1915? They took a God-fearing culture. They had, you know, the Russian Orthodox Church. Many people were religious. They went to church on Sunday. They were moral. They worked hard. And then you bring in the British Pilgrim Society concept of fascism blended with socialism, blended with communism, and you put them in a mix, and you cause a revolution, and you destroy the culture, the moral fabric of religion in a culture. Well, it did take place, but there was a reversal in starting in the late 60s, early 70s. And by the late 1900s or 1995, in that era, that time period, coming into this century, Russia had denounced communism and basically allowed once again freedom of religion. But John Dewey, he intended to change this culture, and it has happened. This is no longer a God-fearing nation. The people that rule this nation are not God-fearing. They believe in God. They do believe in God. They do believe in the Bible. They do believe in the book of Revelation. They do believe there's going to be an Armageddon. They do believe that there is going to be an Antichrist. And they are doing everything possible to set the table for Antichrist to be positioned, or to everything will be set when it's time for this individual to take over this country. I know that through the religious world in this country, there is no talk of what I'm presenting to you. But there needs to be. There needs to be talk about, where does this individual and his partner in crime, where do they come from? What nation? Is it the Pope? The cardinals? The bishops? In his own way, Francis is Antichrist. I know the Catholics in the audience will maybe take offense to that, but you have to understand who Francis is. But if Francis is around in maybe 5 years, when Antichrist declares himself to be God, whoever is the Pope of Rome, if it's Francis, he will tell the Catholic people it will be okay to accept the mark of the beast. And I have many, many Mormon friends. If the apostle of the Mormon Church, ever declares that the Mormon people, it's okay for them to accept the mark of the beast, you will know who the apostle in Salt Lake City really is. We'll talk about this when we get back with Rodriguez.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at Saddle Up Colorado.
Spend my time growing old with you. Now what?
and I wanted to bring that song in, American Woman. We'll talk about American women in just a second. But I just want to finish my thought that John Dewey, the father of modern education, has accomplished what he intended to do. Russia was communist. No thought of God, no worship. In China, the same thing. You cannot worship Christ. You cannot, you have no religious freedoms. You don't have freedom to speech. They are anti-God, anti-Christ as a society. That is going to change. Because in China, there are pockets of true believers that believe in Jesus Christ. In all the societies of the world, there are pockets hidden in Islam. Pockets of true believers hidden. Christ hides his people. In this country, there is going to be, within the whole body of Christ, there is going to be a small group, a residue that is going to, one final time, bring about, you might say, I don't know if you want to call it a revival. Revivals come, they wax and wane. This coming God-conscious group, God-fearing, God, that have given themselves to God, will be feared. Now, America was, up until really, it began with the, at the end of the Jesus movement in like 1976, at the end of that movement, something happened. What the Bible calls apostasy began like a cancer, a spiritual cancer in America amongst the evangelical churches and Catholics and Lutherans, and the fabric of true religion within all of these assemblies began to wear out. And at the present time, it is very weak. The fabric of religion, true religion in this country, is weak. It's not holding anything, not able to carry reality of Christ and reality of the time in which we live. Most Christian people are not aware that we are in the last decade. We are in the time where the prophecies in the book of Revelation, I always point to that book, because people that don't know Christ, the government officials in this country, the Pentagon, military leaders, Bill Gates, Barack Obama. These men, they study the book of Revelation. Hillary Clinton, they hate it. And Bill, and the Bushes, and Vladimir Putin, all the leaders of the world, Xi Jinping. Don't think they don't study the Bible. They look to see for China. Where is China in the Bible? China's there. They know that China is going to go west with the Asian sisters to Armageddon. Well, if they know that the book of Revelation is real, if they study the book of Revelation, why don't the Christian people, the true believers, why don't they study the book of Revelation? The occult world, they study the book of Revelation because they're in it. They study it. They know that America is in the Bible. But the Christians refuse to believe that America is in the Bible. So, the main objective, again, of the Luciferians of this country that came over on the Mayflower, on the other ships, they came over. These Luciferians They, you might say, the parable that Christ gave in the book of Matthew, the wheat, the parable of the wheat and the tares. Christ is the sower that went forth to sow good seed in the earth. But at night, an evil man came, the devil, and sowed tares in the field. So together you have the wheat and the tares. And when the Mayflower came over on board, there were those true believers, and there were those that worship Lucifer. You can't get away from it. In every city, in every government, local, county, state government, you have the wheat and the tares. You have the good and the bad. And God is fair. He causes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust, or the sun to rise on the good and the bad, and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. That's the fairness of God, even with the children of the devil. So America has already begun its descent into Hades. It cannot be recovered as a nation. This nation cannot be recovered. This nation, what has happened, cannot be reversed. Nobody wants, the Christian world who should tell you the truth, they are not telling you that. The only hope in the future is going to be the Messiah of God Himself, His Savior, Son, Jesus Christ. And God actually is God with us. He is the Savior. Now, with the coming election, you have people, Hillary Clinton, like I mentioned yesterday, is thinking about running once again, according to Dick Morris. And then you have Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is the closest that a woman will ever get to the presidency. I know that Woodrow Wilson, when he was ill, his wife pretty much ran the country, I believe, according to documentation. And then during Roosevelt's term, Eleanor, she had a hand in running the country. But Kamala, there will be no revival. I'll use that word for Hillary. You know, she talks about deplorables. There will be no revival for Hillary. It's not in the Bible. According to Isaiah chapter 47, Hillary, there's two kingdoms there in that chapter. It's talking about Babylon the Great at the end of the world, but it's also talking about an individual, a very powerful individual who is very powerful in the occult, extremely powerful. And it says that she is to sit on the ground. There will be no throne for her. So, nope, there will be no run. It's over. And with the governor of Florida and Candace Owens possibly running together as a team in the coming election, after they'll announce June of next year, whether or not they're going to run as running mates to run for the presidency. Donald Trump, I just have to mention Donald Trump. His presidency and his political influence on this country is very close to ending. His influence has influenced the nations of the world, and he is supposed to have influenced the nations of the world. It's in the Bible, the prophecies about Donald Trump. In the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8, when Solomon dedicated the temple, there would be a stranger that would come to Israel and pray toward the temple. That stranger was Donald Trump. That happened in 2017. He fulfilled that prophecy. The other prophecy of Donald Trump is in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings. Donald Trump is the seventh king, and he would be in office, in power for a short space, not a full space. He did win the election legally, but he was not allowed to resume the power in the White House. Now, you know, with these women in America, American woman, going to mess your mind? Well, you look at the women in the last 20, 30 years in this country, high in politics, and most were not true Americans. I mean, they weren't there in positions to assist in passing the laws that would help the people of this country. They have, I don't know, some of these women, I'm trying to think of some names. I can't think of any. Hillary? Maxine? Possibly Nancy? Let's see, who else could there have been? Madeline? American woman, going to mess your mind. Okay, now I guess I should get on to today's program. But I needed to just let you know that the Luciferian objective of these people that worship Lucifer, the light bearer, the one that is luminescent, that he shines, but he radiates not light, he radiates darkness. Well, their objective was to destroy a God-fearing nation and switch it to an antichrist, to a God-hating nation, a nation that doesn't fear God. It has happened. It has occurred. I do want to talk about, just briefly, what's happening in Ukraine. I'll talk about Elon Musk just quickly. Now, with the, you know, once again, he's ready to buy Twitter. And now, is Elon, is he a friend? Or is he part of the network? I call it a swarm, or a network, or a big company of people that rule the world. In Revelation, it calls them the rulers of the world, the wealthy men of the world, the rich men, and the captains that run the militaries. Without the militaries, the wealthy and the rich and the rulers could not rule. Is he part of the swarm of individuals that really control what happens in this world? And the individuals that have attempted to rule the whole world from horizon to horizon, north to south, they don't actually, will never actually own the whole planet, because there has to be two systems in the world. There will be two systems in the world when Christ returns. There will be the system of Antichrist, and there will be the system in the world that will assist mankind from the rule and control financially of Antichrist. So there'll be it'll be kind of a duel. One will be more powerful than the other, but still you have to have a dual system. We'll be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And then the podcast section for The Present Truth.
You are listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available.
Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
I told you so. We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Right, we're going to continue with the thought of is there a way to save this culture? I don't believe so. We've gone beyond. I mean, I'm not the only one who talks about we've gone beyond the point of no return. I'm not the only one that discusses this. There have been intellectuals that have discussed this for 20 years with the direction that this country has gone. Is there a way to reverse the evil? Even the Constitution, it's being violated daily, every day. Are following in this audience, we follow the trial of Alex Jones. It's only going to be the hand of God that is going to give him any kind of victory, because the judicial system is so corrupt. Everything, the cards or the everything is stacked against him. You know, you're not playing with those people are not playing with the full deck, and the deck that they're playing with is going to benefit them. It's kind of like house rules. And it's going to be only the hand of God that is going to continue to carry Alex Jones through the minefield. Every day that he's on the air is another minefield. You don't know what's coming next. Is there going to be justice? Yes, there will be with God. There is always justice. It appears that sometimes it isn't coming fast enough, but it comes at the exact second that it needs to come. And with Alex Jones, it can't be just attorneys and money, things of, you know, tangible, intellectual. There has to be something also from another dimension. It has to be a God, the God of heaven, a true God, a creator God. I'll give you an example. You know, the Azov Battalion / United States government military CIA operation have been trying to bomb the nuclear plant there at Chernobyl once again. And for some weird reason, with all of the laser technology, being able to set a missile on a dime at 100 miles, they have not been able to destroy that facility and cause another nuclear catastrophe. Why not? Because you see, in the book of Revelation, it says that God and his angels, God's angels and the devil's angels, fight. They're in conflict. They're in war. There's an actual battle in the spiritual realm. We can't see it because these creatures are invisible. These entities can't be seen. Oh, you know that they might be there, like around Halloween, you know, you're sitting in a quiet room and something just happens to move across the floor and the hair on your neck stands up. Well, that's because there are invisible things that can move physical objects. And everybody, according to the Bible, everybody has experiences of that other world, that invisible world, that world of spooky. You know, that the boogeyman. Everybody, the Bible says, every single person that's listening to this program, there is something that has happened to you, and you know there is another world. Well, they've been bombing, trying to destroy that nuclear facility. I think it's Chernobyl. And they have not been able to do it. Why? Because there are angels. Yes, you know, we are not to pray to angels. We are not to do that. The Bible forbids it. We are not to pray to angels. The Luciferians, they do. But true God-fearing people are not to pray to angels. We are to pray to the God of heaven. We are to make our requests and ask that God would send his angels. We request, we say, God, send your angels to protect my children. But we don't say, angels, go protect my children. Because when you say, angels, protect my children, you've just opened yourself up to a different form of spiritual reality. Not the holy angels, but the demons. So you have to direct your prayers to God and request that he send his angels out to protect your children or to protect you on a drive, to keep, you know, angels around you so that a semi doesn't hit you head on. So there has to be, there is another world where there is a war taking place that we don't see. Angels, the holy angels of God in conflict, in a war with the fallen angels, the spirits that are controlled by the devil. So going back to Alex Jones, with Alex, it truly is, he's not fighting, you know, just against attorneys, very powerful attorneys that have money, bottomless bank accounts, against people that we can see that have names. No, he's actually in a battle against spiritual darkness. forces of evil. There's a lot of satanic prayer that has gone out calling for his program to be shut down, for Alex to be erased, or that he'll discontinue with what he does. So he does need prayer. And like with this station, we have people that pray for this station, people that pray for me. Prayer. Prayer is the way to get the victories. Prayer, prayer, prayer. It's very simple, not complicated. There is a God who hears our requests. Now, if you're praying for $1 million, dear God, give me $1 million, well, then you're praying amiss. You're not praying correctly. But if you pray, Lord, dear God, protect me, protect my wife, protect my children, protect my husband, protect my whatever, well, God hears that. Dear God, I pray that I can go to the casino and win, you know, a big, or I can win the lotto. No. That's unreal. And besides, if you do win, it's going to destroy you because you don't know how to handle that kind of wealth. I don't. Thank God I didn't win the lotto, because I wouldn't be here. I'd be, I don't know where I'd be. Rick Rodriguez, the President, through 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I'll take you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to learn. I'll see you burn. You fought hard and you saved and earned. Follow me.
Back in the late 60s, that was a hit with all of the buddies. But it's true. Everything that we do when we, for the believers, for the Christians, when we go before Christ, what we've done in the flesh, what has not been of the Holy Spirit, is going to burn. Now, I had ended the second segment with the thought of, you know, Pope Francis. Would Pope Francis, I personally believe that he would, with the Catholic people, should he, and I believe he would, if Antichrist were to come tomorrow, I think Francis would tell the Catholic people that it would be okay to receive the mark of the beast. I really believe that. Why? Because of Francis's background in the occult. And most Catholic people, like 99% of the Catholic people, don't know that. But if you talk to the cardinals and the bishops around Francis that have been writing books on who he is as an individual, you would understand why I would say this. So if, to the Catholic people, to the audience, and the Catholics are trying to unite all the true Christian religions and Islam and the cult religions into one religion, well, this is Antichrist in itself. It is not to happen. You cannot blend good and evil together. You know, on the Mayflower, you had Luciferians come over and you had true believers, Christians, come over. The wheat and the tare together. Well, at the time in which we live, there's going to be a separation of the wheat and the tares. In Mormon, with the Mormon church, I have many, many Mormon friends. I live with the Mormons up in western Wyoming. I've been in Salt Lake. I've been in Nevada. You know, Henderson, Nevada, Summerlin, Mormons, everywhere. And I've worked for Mormon people. We're very good friends. I love them. They love me. And some have even asked me if I believe that our Mormons, are they true Christian? And I had to be honest with them. I say, well, if they are born again, they are. But if they're not born again, well, no, they're not. They're just part of the Mormon religion. But I would say to the Mormon people, I've said it before, if the apostle in the LDS church would approve the Mormon people, would approve taking the mark of the beast, then to the Mormon people I say, now you know the fruit, you know the tree, what fruit the tree is producing. The same with the Jehovah's Witnesses. If the leaders say that you can receive the mark of the beast, there will be no consequences, look out. Any evangelical pastor that would approve taking the mark of the beast, that evangelical pastor is anti-Christ. Because Christ, according to what was written in the book of Revelation, it was a warning. Anyone who takes that mark, it's eternal punishment. Anyone in the religious world, if the Dalai Lama would tell those in that religion that it's okay to receive the mark of the beast, to take the number of the name or to worship the beast, well then I hope those in that religion, Tibetan, I forget what he's the Dalai Lama of, what religion, Buddhism, I can't remember. Run. Don't do it. This is where we are now in the world. If you live another, let's say, 6 years, I believe that you're going to see that actual event where the world is going to be presented with that reality in Revelation chapter 13, where you can either accept or refuse to take that mark. You can live if you take it. You may be able to buy and sell if you take it. But if you do, eternally it's going to cost you. This is the real world that we live in presently. This is the real world. So with all this listening audience, do not, and we're getting near that time. Right now, this nation is being, you might say, the table is being set for the entrance of this individual. The chairs are being adjusted. The linen is on the table. The plates are being set. He's not too far away. We'll be back in a little bit. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
The PE Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I was visiting with Cactus, and we were talking about a lot of time, many times, quite a few times. I prepare for a program, and something happens, and I don't end up presenting what I studied for. And I felt today that, I should, with what I prepared for, I should just go with that. I didn't get to it, and I don't know how she knows. She just knew I wasn't going to do it. She has better intuition than I do, that's for sure. Well, anyhow, I was going to talk about those that have had the vaccinations, whether it be vaccinated actually with something injected into you, into your arm, or a swab up your nose. It's cloning technology. What has been put in the nose that was on the end of the swab is cloning technology. There was DNA of insects. What was put in your arm, who knows what was in that. But according to the Department of Defense, every individual that was injected with a or injection or a swab Their DNA has changed. They are no longer Homo sapien. Homo sapien means man. From the genetic lineage of Adam. Those that have been vaxxed or swabbed have been contaminated with DNA of other species. So according to the Department of Defense, these individuals are no longer Homo sapien. They phrase it, they are Homo, not Homo in the sense of sexual, no, it's Homo, I'm trying to remember, Homo Borg Genesis. A Borg is something that is not human but appears to be human. Homo Borg Genesis. Now, for those that have had the vaccinations, even you do not take the mark of the beast. Do not take the mark of the beast. Even though you are no longer Homo sapien, still you have a human spirit. When you were born, you were created with a body, a soul. Your soul is your mind, your emotion, your will, and a spirit, a vacuum deep inside of you. And that vacuum has three. You have a conscience, you have a heart to have empathy with, and you have a quality called intuition. That's in your spirit. You can still be saved. You can still receive Christ. Now, the children that are born to those that have been vaxxed, again, according to the National Institute of Health and the World, I think it's the World Health Organization, I think it's the NIH, they have stated in their research, in their documentation, these children born to people that have been vaxxed are not human. They are a different species. We might visit again tomorrow on that topic. I'll have to talk to Cactus to see what we're planning. But till tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts for my program, all the programs through the week, and on the weekend for the other hosts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado. Or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort